And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, I'm Richard Moon from Verrill. This week's tip of the week is you need to have an answer for the employee who wants to continue to work remotely, but you want that employee to return to work. You need to start with a process for assessing this request. Each request may have a different basis behind it. Some of the requests will simply because an employee may want to continue to have that enriched unemployment benefit that pays him more to stay home than to come to work. But that may not be something you approve of. There's no obligation under those circumstances that you allow the person to continue to work remotely. But what about the employee who has a child at home, or a parent at home, or someone that they need to be there for, they feel, now that schools are closed, summer camps are closed? You should look at these issues as you consider what your long-term employment needs for your company.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.